better schools for our kids and our community.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, October 28th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize for the short break. I was on the phone talking with somebody who was asking for the website and the phone number. So again, if you can go to the website, it's the best way to do it. Absolutely, look at the website, look at the pictures, schedule it, definitely online. But if you're not able to go to truckerrandyhealth.com, the phone number to call directly to her office. This is Battle Creek number that you can give a call to them and be able to get the information, schedule an interview directly with Missy, Charity, the other people on her team. 269, this is Battle Creek area code, 269-964-4044. Again, 269-964-4044. If you want me to text you the link to the website and that phone number, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y. I'll text you the link to the website as well as the phone number, 269-964-4044. One of the things we're looking at as we're getting closer and closer to the election is trending, momentum, TV commercials. They're all factoring into it. Now, the surrogates coming to these rallies, people coming out to rally the troops. Well, the people understand the importance of getting out, getting the information out to people. We talked about the PAGS video. You text me PAGS, I send you the video. But there's also a dynamic happening of low propensity voters, where we are without a doubt knowing that there are people, especially 1.7 million Michigan Republicans, that have not voted in the last couple of elections. These are people that perhaps you know, people that are stored in your phone. All you have to do is text me 10X, and I'll send you the information to go to 10xvotes.com is the website. Put in Lance for Lance Griffin as the person who you heard about this website from. I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. He talked about this website and the fact that it is a searchable database. You can search by name, city, township, county, street address. You can search for people to find out, in fact, if they are possibly not going to vote this year. How do we know this? If they haven't voted in the last couple of elections, but they're registered, they're on this list. They're on this database. So you can look them up and you can talk to them, send them the PEGS video, And hopefully that motivates them to, in fact, get out and vote. Now, it's kind of interesting because on Saturday, one of the surrogates came to Michigan, Kalamazoo, making her first appearance on the Harris-Waltz campaign trail in an election that is predicted to be decided by a razor-thin margin. Former First Lady Michelle Obama said that the loss of reproductive rights would be the collateral damage of sitting out this election or voting for third parties in protest. Obama spoke candidly to an overflow crowd of roughly 8,000 people, bringing up once again reproductive health, abortion, saying young women don't know what to expect from puberty the way they should, and that too many women of her age have no idea what's going on with their bodies as they battle through menopause. She said she wanted voters to understand the chilling effects, she says, Trump's stances on reproductive health care would have on physicians and women, out of fear of being prosecuted for performing or receiving an abortion. Your daughter could be one that is too terrified to call the doctor if she's bleeding during an unexpected pregnancy. You would be the one praying that it wasn't too late. You would be the one pleading with somebody, anybody, to do something. And then there's a tragic but very real possibility that in the worst case scenario, you might be the one holding flowers at a funeral, end quote, said Michelle Obama. Folks, abortion is not on the ballot this year, but the Democrats are trying to put it on the ballot. They're trying to make the difference between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump all about abortion, when in fact, neither candidate can change abortion policies in any way, shape, or form. Just like in the U.S. Senate race, Mike Rogers against Elisa Slotkin. U.S. senators can't do it either. Why? Because it's no longer a federal issue. You understand, it is no longer a federal issue. It is a state issue. It is something that is being handled by each individual state. This is, again, trying to scare voters. They're doing it on abortion. They're doing it on Social Security. They're doing it on Medicare. These are the go-to, get-out-the-vote fears Democrats use in every election. You have to understand, this isn't actually a tactic. You have to understand that this is a ploy. They roll it out every election, but especially every 4 years during a presidential election. The commercials where Donald Trump is boasting that they had tried to get rid of Roe v. Wade for over 50 years, and he was the one that finally did it. Talking about this policy paper that the Heritage Foundation put out called Project 2025. Donald Trump has not endorsed or absolutely come out in any way, shape, or form in implementing any of the things the Heritage Foundation put out in that publication. But yeah, you're seeing TV ads about it. It's a bald-faced lie. It is a bald-faced lie. There is no plan for Donald Trump, if he wins, to implement a nationwide abortion ban. It is not true. It's a lie that Obama and others are spreading to these voters, hopefully to motivate them to get out to vote. You have to understand, this is not the truth. It is fear tactics. What does fear stand for? False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. And what they're doing is trying to manipulate young voters, especially Democrats who attend their rallies, that this election is all about abortion. It is not. The federal election of a president and a U.S. senator has nothing to do with abortion. Why? Because it's a state issue. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it went back to the states. What did Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats immediately do? Well, they put it on the ballot for the midterm election in Proposal 3. Proposal 3 manipulated people, both on the left and the right, to vote for it. What did it do? It amended our state's constitution. In amending Michigan state constitution, it is now the law of the land here in Michigan. Anything goes, abortion is now the way the state of Michigan operates. The election of a president, the election of a U.S. senator cannot change our state constitution. They know that. They fully are aware of it. But yet, it's still a tactic to scare people, to scare them into believing that this person will protect your reproductive health when the other person won't. It's a bald-faced lie. And you have to understand that this is the issue that appeals to women mostly. Your wife, your daughter, your granddaughters, your nieces. The women hopefully will get out in larger numbers than the men. Why? Because based on polling right now, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Mike Rogers, they're all polling higher with men. 10 to 12 points higher for men than women voting for them. Harris, Walz, Slotkin, they are getting the women's vote. So, you need to appeal to the audience that you're polling the best with. Women, don't buy the lies that Michelle Obama and Harris are pushing in this election. It's not true in any way, shape, or form. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. 818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the things you have to understand is the fear tactics are meant to affect certain blocks of our population, triggering an emotional reaction to whatever it is the message is that they want to promote, put out there. Again, abortion is not on the ballot in Michigan this year. You have to understand, it is not on the ballot, but yet the Democrats are trying to use it as a tool to trigger and motivate people to get out to vote. Why is that? Because they do not want people thinking about the economy. They don't want people thinking about inflation, the border, crime. They don't want you thinking about that. They want you thinking about abortion. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is without a doubt a non-issue. But it's something you need to talk to women about in your life. Women who may be on the fence because they're not really sure who they want to support, who they want to vote for. Well, it's very simple. It's very simple. Send them the PEGS video. You have to understand, they want to make this an issue when it's not. When in fact, the real issues that most women are very familiar with is the price of things that they need to purchase for their family. Most women, some men, purchase the groceries. Personally, I do the shopping. Vicky makes out the list. I do the shopping because I'm very aware of values when I'm purchasing the products that she wants me to buy. For example, she'll put cheddar cheese on the grocery list. Well, I go to the store and I look to see what's on sale. I look at the cost per ounce. I purchase the best value based on what's on sale at the store that day. But the most important part of this is the inflationary taxation that has been implemented on us by Harris Biden administration. The PAGS video points it out very well. These other ancillary issues that they talk about, women's reproductive health care rights, not on the ballot. Not for president, not for U.S. Senate, not even at the state level. Because in Michigan, it's in our Constitution. So why are they talking about it? Why is Michelle Obama in Kalamazoo on Saturday talking about it? Because it motivates and excites their base. It's the only reason. That is the only reason. Well, you need to make sure that women are well aware of the facts that abortion in Michigan is a moot point. Nobody they vote for can do anything about the abortion rights here in the state of Michigan that have been enshrined into our Constitution. Period. End of story. It's that simple. So these ads you're seeing for Harris to protect women's reproductive rights, the ads you're seeing for Lisa Slotkin attacking Mike Rogers for his pro-life stance, has nothing to do with this election. It's a complete waste of money based on facts. But that's not what they care about. They care about emotion. They care about getting out the vote. Exciting people about this issue enough to get them out there to vote for Harris and Slotkin. That is basically what they're trying to do. Well, This process absolutely has to be fully explained to everybody. You explain it to them, they get it, then they allow the facts, the evidence, the truth to influence the way they're going to vote a week from tomorrow. It's that simple. It's that simple. One of the things you have to understand, this election is going to come down to education. Information, engaging, and informing. And we have the tools to help you do your part in your small community to do exactly that. Again, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I'll send you the video. Text me 10X, and I'll send you the link to the website 10xvotes.com. Influence just 10 people in your phone. Last hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Fifth, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again,